Strong.
Okay. And if you wake up in the morning and you can't talk, you might be a little...
Hoarse.
Okay. And that pain that some folks get in their joints when they get older.
Arthritis.
Okay. You don't have a problem with that yet.
Rheumatism.
Okay. You don't have a problem with that yet, do you?
Not a lot, no.
Yeah.
I have a little.
Okay. Yeah, my grandfather does. It really, really...
Is that right?
He really has some trouble with that sometimes. And that pain you get in your side sometimes, and you might have to have an operation.
Appendicitis?
Yeah. Now, tell me, if you can think back to the old days, if you can think back, what were the kinds of diseases or illnesses that they had back then that were really kind of dangerous, that, you know?
Well, scarlet fever and pneumonia, because there was no antibiotic.
Mm.
But,
In this area, did they have an influenza outbreak?
Yeah, they did at one time. I think that was around 1920 or before.
Okay. Yeah. Did they have anything like, in the old days, did they have anything like a dip? Diphtheria?
Diphtheria, yeah.
They had that in this area? I'm just wondering if...
Well, not in my family. But
okay, that's what I was really wondering, was it if y'all had any of that in your family. Y'all were pretty lucky, weren't you? Though?
Yeah. That was pretty serious at that time.
Yeah. What was the nearest doctor when you were young? Where'd y'all have to go when you were sick?
Well, there was one in Morrison.
Morrison, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was the closest.
Okay, and how far away is that?
It'd be about 6 miles.
Okay. So y'all had to travel down there when you got ill? Or
well,
did the doctor
horse and wagon then.
Yeah, yeah. Did the doctor come to the house at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, they used to at that time.
Yeah.
But it might be two days later, too.
You might be beyond health at that point.
That's right.
If someone gets shot in the side, they might have a gunshot. We call that a gunshot.
Yeah.
Would you ever use the word W-O-U-N-D?
Wound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of proud flesh?
Proud flesh, yeah.
What is that?
Well, it's a wound that don't heal and that kind of gets rotten is what it amounts to. That's what they call proud flesh.
Okay. I was wondering if this in this area, if they had a name for a person who was always sick, who was always sickly. You might say that person's always a little...
Well, I'd say sick, and that's okay. About all I can say
okay.
for that.
Okay. Would they ever use the word puny?
Puny?
Yeah.
Well, not for sick, I don't think.
What would you use puny for?
Well, kind of on the downside, I mean, just not too strong.
Okay, okay. And if a person has a hard time of hearing, you would call them, they might be a little...
Deaf?
Okay. This is the last page, so we're almost done. We're running good on time. When the sun comes up in the morning, call that what?
Sunrise.
Okay, when it sets?
Sunset.
Okay. Now, if it was 15 minutes, if it was 15 minutes before 5, how would you express that using the quarter form?
Quarter of 5.
Okay. Now, today is Monday, so we would call Sunday what?
Yesterday.
Okay. And Tuesday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Now, these are just some things I need you to pronounce for me. If you could pronounce for me the days, just go slowly and pronounce for me the days of the week.
Days of the week?
Yes.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. And if you could do that also for me with the months of the year.